Bible reading time. Isaiah chapter 12. And in that day you shall say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God, my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord, can't pronounce his name properly here, it says Yehovah. I'm trying to say the unpronounceable four letters of God's name. We're just trying, so I'm not even going to do it. For the Lord, my strength and my song, the Lord, my strength and song, he also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This known in all the earth, cry out and shout, you who lives in Zion, the inhabitant of Zion, for great the Holy One of Israel in your midst. Well, we should be crying out and shouting and praising, because we know that every word of God is pure, like silver tried in a furnace seven times, so pure. And when you hear this, you know this is going to happen. And you see that there are, when it's translated into English, you see the word in verse 3, salvation. That's Yehoshua or Yeshua, abbreviated form. That's the name of our Lord. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of Yeshua. Oh, the depths and the riches and the wisdom and the unfathomable knowledge of the Lord, right? Who has first given to him that they should receive a recompense back? You know, no one has. No one has first. John the Baptist said, if we have anything, it's because we've received it from above. When we're talking about eternal things, Jesus said, the words he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. And he said, come whosoever will, come to the water of life and drink. So from the wells of Yeshua. And also where it says, my strength, my song, he has become my salvation. It says, the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. It's just a way of identifying for us the unpronounceable name of God, as I told you, I'm not even going to try. That's the one. He is our salvation. One of the disciples asked, show us the Father, that'll be enough. He said, have I been with you so long that you do not know him? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And in that day, verse 1, you shall say, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. We know that all scripture is not written to us. It's for us, though. All of it is for us. For doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. So when it says, and in that day you shall say, O Lord, I will praise you, though you were angry with me. Someone here is obviously taking this personal. And the subject is Israel. And it is true that Israel has endured more than anyone else, though even the name denotes found favor with God and man and has prevailed. That was Jacob wrestling with God. We know he received that name. They will say this. They will collectively have a voice that says, your anger is turned away and you have comforted me. And they know that it is the Lord our God is one. When they say the Shema, They're saying, you know, obviously it's the Lord. The Lord, He is God, and there is none like Him. Well, it's the Lord right there, verse 2, that is salvation. A just God and a Savior, and there is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved. That's from the prophet Isaiah. And there is singing, there's shouting, there's crying out, the one who lives in Zion. We know that we have passed from death unto life when we love the brethren, when we have everyone who's born of Him loves everyone who is begotten of Him. And we ought to be in full anticipation and excitement for this nation to come to national repentance and an acknowledgement of their Yeshua, or their salvation, the Mashiach. He's the hope of all nations, not just that nation, because through that nation he will bless all nations of the world. And that's what's happened. We have received the knowledge of salvation from that nation. Did not our Lord at a well say to the woman there, and I'm going to know her name, I'm going to meet her, I'm going to see her in heaven, the Samaritan woman, or at least she was there in that very particular place at that well where Jesus spoke to her and said, we know what we do worship, for salvation is of the Jews. So we can always compare scripture with scripture, get two or three witnesses on something for God to bring forth, a truth. And He is teaching us here, because when we know other passages of the scripture, and we're keeping the context of who the subject matter is related to, though it may not be, quote, for us personally, that's not important. It is for us, though, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and training in righteousness. And we should be able to rejoice with those who are rejoicing and mourn with those who are mourning. It's wonderful to know that God speaks. And there is so much hope with the God of Israel. And so I want to leave from this passage, but continue to cry out and shout, because you are an inhabitant of Zion right now. If you read Galatians 4, you can see the mother of us all, Jerusalem, which is above, which is free, is going to come right down on planet Earth. And she is travailing for her children right now. And we get to be part of them. We're of the nations that have been brought into a covenant that was made with this nation. And Jeremiah 31 tells us that this is a new covenant. That's not the covenant that God made in Horeb or in Sinai with Moses and the children of Israel. It's not like that one. He's putting the law in our hearts, and writing His instruction, His Torah here. And He's given us a new spirit. And He answers the problem that God had said in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, where the people answered when they said, oh, whatever God says, we'll do it. Just you hear from God, you write it down, and we'll do it. That's what they said to Moses, because we're too afraid to hear the Lord's voice. And God said, well, that's quite a good saying, but I wish there was a heart in them. God didn't use the term wish like we have in English, but He said, oh, that there were such a heart in them to perform all that is written, all that was said. And now is the time, now is the day that when we call upon the Lord, and in our brokenness and need of salvation, having godly sorrow, knowing that we need to just turn away from everything we know that is ungodly and turn to God. That's what repentance is turning away from and turning to. And we have our salvation in the Lord, and we can come to the water of life and drink freely. You'll never exhaust all the scriptures. You always wonder if you've ever heard your last message, if you ever heard your last teaching or sermon or however in Christendom people want to have all these terms, sermons. We have a Bible and we ought to be so grateful for it. For every word of God is pure and he is a shield unto those who put their trust in him. Verse 2, behold, God, my salvation. You could say, God, my Yeshua, or my Jesus. I will trust. He is a shield unto those who put their trust in him. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, the great God, whose name we cannot even pronounce, my strength and song, he also has become my Yeshua. God manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, believed on in the world, received up into glory. That is the mystery of godliness. The God-man. And he is a coming king. And soon he will be the Holy One in Israel. For it says at the end of this verse here in Isaiah 12, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of you. There's a kingdom that's going to be coming on this earth when all the kingdoms of this world will be handed over to him and will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Mashiach or his Christ. Continue to stay in the scripture because you have the scripture. Continue to trust and remember the words that were written for us. They're everywhere. Meditate upon them. Put them in your heart. Call upon his name. Make known his name that is exalted, the character of the Lord. And in that day, verse 4, you shall say, praise the Lord. You know, Judah, that's one of the children of Israel, right? The tribe of whom our Lord came forth. It means praise. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. You know, when God's word gets in your heart and you prepare, maybe you want to share some of what's in your heart with others and you don't know how it all just kind of comes out. And that's how this was right now. Looking at this passage, I've wanted to maybe wrap it up, as I know the technicalities are to be brief. But every time his word keeps coming to my heart, and then I glance at these words on the page, I'm filled with more of a sense of his presence and his revelation of himself. And may that be so with you and for everyone who calls upon his name. Bless the name of the Lord. Goodbye.